This is Arnie Lichten here on WDIY 88.1 FM with Don Braden. Don, welcome to WDIY.
Arnie, glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in. You have a gig coming up at Miller Symphony Hall a week from this coming Friday, the 27th?
I do. We're playing the Jazz Upstairs series.
That's great. What are you going to be playing?
We're going to present material from my latest CD, which is called Earth, Wind, and Wonder. So I'm bringing the quartet in from the CD, the same guys on the CD, and we put the CD out last year and been very pleased with the response, and most importantly, the music is a blast.
Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You got it.
What do you do with all of this music?
I'm a jazz guy, straight-ahead jazz guy for decades, even though I grew up in R&B and funk and pop and rock and roll and stuff in my days in Kentucky. But over the years, I've evolved, in my high school and college years, I evolved to a real straight-ahead jazz guy. So I was looking for a way, particularly since I grew up with this music, I was looking for a way to express myself in a jazz way with this music. So I've arranged the stuff for straight ahead jazz. And so the songs and melodies and the vibes are there, but the actual environment is a straight ahead jazz environment. Lots of improvisation, creativity, unexpected things. It's really fun.
It seems like a lot of jazz musicians these days are picking up on the newer composers of
sure.
the pop of the past 40, 50 years, rather than going back to the Great American Songbook. Do you think that's going to continue?
Well, yeah, because this is our Great American Songbook. Think about it. I mean, basically, the songs that Miles and I were playing were the songs going back 30, 40, 50 years, right?
Yeah.
From show tunes, movies, all that kind of stuff, you know? And so we just do the same thing, but with our era. And so the songs that I grew up with, the songs that were in my teenage, you know, life experience and that are in my soul in that way, connect with me another way. And I love Celebrate by Starlight and Green Dolphin Street and stuff as well. But, you know, the Earth, Wind, and Fire Stevie Wonder material is closer to my era, my honest era of growth. And so that part of it is why my colleagues do the same thing, I'm quite sure.
Well, why don't we listen to something from your new CD, Earth, Wind, and Wonder?
Right.
What would you like to hear?
We'll go with Can't Hide Love, which is one of the first Earth, Wind, and Fire songs I arranged, and some would say deranged, I suppose. But it's one of the first ones I did some years ago, and it's one of the ones that people really like, and we love playing it. So,
all right, let's listen. That was Can't Hide Love, Don Braden, and his band. So, Don, I guess you're going to China very soon?
Yes, yes. And by the way, before I talk about China, let me just mention the members of the band real quick, because it's
Please.
The same guys that are playing with me at Miller Symphony Hall. So that group was Art Hirahara on piano, Kenny Davis on the bass, and Jeremy Warren on drums. And it's the same group that'll be the group of me in the Miller Symphony Hall concert.
So you're going to China before the Miller Symphony
Hall concert. Yeah, I'm heading, in a couple of days, I'm heading off to Beijing, to do the Modern Drum Festival with another group that I play with a great bass player named Joris Tapa. And Joris and I have a long history of working together, and the great drummer Mike Clark is joining us from the Herbie Hancock Headhunters Adventure. So we have a trio. We're going over as a trio. And trio is called the Trio of Liberty, and Mike is our featured drummer, and we have a whole scene that we do with different drummers. Matt Wilson's been with us, Jeff Watts, Lewis Hayes, Renard Harper, a bunch of guys have done the Trio of Liberty Adventure. So with this one, it's going to be Mike Clark, and we're going to have fun in Beijing. First time playing there. I've been there before, but not playing, just through the airport. But now I'm going to hang out there for a few days.
So with all of this travel that you do, how do you keep yourself in shape, in fitness?
Yes, I found in my years of doing this and watching all my colleagues and learning from the masters and from the whole spectrum of experience that the guys that are really in shape tolerate all the travel the best. Long flights, carrying luggage, energy on the bandstand, attentiveness, alertness, all that good stuff. And so I asked some questions. I was like, what do you do? Roy Haynes was like, I eat this way, eat that way. You know, I asked different guys. And I asked Jimmy Cobb. Jimmy Cobb was like, man, when I was coming up, all those cats were doing drugs, and they're all dead. I didn't do nothing. I'm still alive. I was like, okay, Mr. Cobb, message received. I really thought about the input I got from my colleagues, and I did a lot of studying about health and fitness and nutrition, drinking water, eating fresh natural food, avoiding junk food, processed food, avoiding drugs, and doing fitness. And so I'm a pretty avid biker. I'm a quite an avid weightlifter and in general fitness enthusiast in general. And I make choices every single day, taking the stairs, carrying stuff rather than rolling it when I can, and keeping a mental attitude of a strong guy, a mental attitude of a strong, fit guy. And that mental attitude helps in every situation.
So how do you do this while you're on the road?
It starts with the attitude, because once I make the decisions and make the choices, then there's some preparation that has to go into it like everything else. So I do organize. I shop, you know, when I can, and so I carry a little bag with food. My colleagues laugh at me, but then they don't laugh when they don't have nothing to eat but junk food, which is oftentimes what's in the environment. And I got some apples. I got a banana. I got some nuts. I got some fresh, real food to eat that sustains me way better than that junk you buy in the you know, roadside joints with the stuff in bags. And you know, that stuff is, you should eat that stuff rarely or for a treat, but not as sustenance. That stuff's not for that. You know, real food is for sustenance. So I basically organize myself for that. It doesn't take that much more time, especially considering the benefit. So, you know, I carry this, and then as far as working out goes, I have a whole series of, I didn't invent them, you can do push-ups, sit-ups, planks, there's all these bodyweight exercises that from a perspective of maintaining your strength are very effective. I take the stairs. Most hotels have gyms, pools. I find the gyms and pools everywhere I go when they're available. And again, time management is a factor, so I'm you know, on the case with that part, but I have swim trunks in my bag at all times, and I have workout gloves in my bag at all times.
Do you have an opportunity to walk through the cities you play in?
I do. And it's really fun when they're hilly, because that's even that much more of a workout. But I do try to get at least a half an hour walking around, so typically in the morning when we're leaving, if we have time. The day of is typically a little too hectic for that, but it just depends when we get there and everything.
So let's listen to another cut from your CD, Earth, Wind, and Wonder. What would you like to have us play?
Let's go with this piece, that Stevie Wonder piece that Michael Jackson made famous. I'm playing on flute, and it's one of my favorite pieces. And it's kind of a standard, like a lot of cats play this tune. I did my own reharmonization of it, but it is kind of a one of the newer standards, or what we call contemporary standards. It's called I Can't Help It.
I Can't Help It, Don Braden.
Thank you.
was Don Braden with I Can't Help It from his CD Earth, Wind, and Wonder. Don Braden is appearing at Miller Symphony Hall on Friday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. with his quartet playing Earth, Wind, and Wonder. So, Don, what else would you like to talk about?
Politics, of course, obviously. Nah. I don't think so. No. How about future projects? That's one thing.
Yes. What do you have coming up?
So the Trio of Liberty has a new CD. We have one CD. This is what I talked about with the Mike Clark thing that we're going to China with. We have one CD out already called Conversations with Matt Wilson on half the tracks with drums, and then Gene Jackson's playing the other tracks with drums and it's trio. It's really fun. And then the new one is called Chemistry. So that one's done now, so it's just a matter of getting that one mastered for release, which I'm working on now. So Chemistry will come out sometime this year. That one has Jeff Tane Watts on half and Lewis Hayes on half. So that's really fun. So that's the Chemistry Trio of Liberty project. I have a project called Big Funk, Big Funk. And so we have a second CD. Our first one's called Big Funk Live, and I have Big Funk Journey coming out with a great drummer, Carl Latham, and Oscar Perez, and Nick Roth, and a bunch of guys. So that's really fun. That's really funky music from the 70s and a lot of original music and stuff. And then Earth, Wind & Wonder 2. I've been working on Earth, Wind & Wonder 2. So at our concert, the 27th, you'll get a preview of Earth, Wind & Wonder Volume 2. And I've got already 5 tunes already done for that. I may even have another one for that gig. So I'll intermingle the new stuff in with the stuff from the CD. As far as CD projects and music projects, those are the main three.
Carl Latham's another Jersey guy.
Another Jersey guy. Good friend of mine, man. Great guy. Great drummer.
You did a CD with him, duet.
The Big Funk Live CD. So that's with Nick Rolfe and Gary Foote from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, that quartet. We recorded live at Cecil's Jazz Club, another Jersey joint. But that was recorded back in 09, so we put that record out in 12, and now it was our first studio album, and it's done now, so it's recorded, mostly recorded, so I just got to do a bunch of editing and stuff and whatever, but that'll be out. But maybe this year if we're lucky, otherwise next year, just whenever I get it done. One of the many things on my long to-do list.
Now, you're an educator, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very serious about education. And I think jazz is the best music to teach and to learn because I find that jazz really is relevant to life. And the skills you learn as a jazz player, teamwork, creativity, improvisation, how to listen, that's a big one, you know, leadership, supportiveness, you know, democracy even, right? All interwoven in a jazz group. And so I'm very proud to participate in such an incredible form of music. And it's really fun, by the way. Let's put that in there. Humor. There's all this stuff in jazz that are really great touchstones in life. And so I teach it for that and through that lens. And so, of course, we do chords and scales and tunes and whatnot, you know, in the jazz education side of it. When you're talking about nuts and bolts of technique of the music, I try to keep those human elements and how I describe them in the teaching side of it so that they realize the relevancy and they're tuned into that. The music comes from the experience of black folks being brought over, Africans brought over, evolving into these African Americans, and then intermingling what they brought with what they learned and what they used to survive that incredible experience. And jazz is like one of the pinnacles of that experience. And what a remarkable thing. You got people who went through all that madness, were smart enough, clever enough, optimistic enough, intelligent, you know, creative, soulful, all that stuff. That stuff withstood all that. They put it in this incredible music over a period of years, incorporating influences that were on the scene, you know, in the regions where they were, New Orleans, etc. And we now have this music that we can share with the whole world. And it's jazz education. That's like 200 jazz education programs, you know, in colleges in the country. So I work at Harvard, and where I went as an undergrad, running the Harvard Jazz Combo Program. And I teach at a conservatory in the Netherlands, and I run the Litchfield Jazz Camp in the summer, which is great, for a 4-week jazz camp up in Connecticut. So lots of education.
How can people get in touch with you? How can they find what you're doing?
My website is donbraden.com, www.donbraden.com. So I guess I'm a kind of contemporary web present guy. And then I have a Facebook page, so it's Don Braden artist page, and I have a Don Braden normal page with 5,000 friends, so I guess I'm very Facebooky as well.
I think you're maxed out.
Yeah, I'm maxed out at 5,000. I think I have 4999. So if you want to join, you want to friend me, y'all, you got one shot at it. Although somebody will probably unfriend me when they find out my political views or whatever. Oh my God, unfriend that guy. But I have Instagram, I have, you know, Twitter, I have all the stuff, you know, I try to be tuned in. And what I studied when I was an undergraduate at Harvard was computers. And so I have no excuse. I have computer astuteness. That I do have, for sure, among the other things.
So this has been Don Braden playing at Miller Symphony Hall on Friday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. And for tickets or more information about that, you can go online at millersymphonyhall.org and check it out. Don Braden, thanks so much for stopping into WDIY.
Arnie, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll leave you with the music of Earth, Wind, and Wonder, Higher Ground from Don Braden. I'm Arnie Lichten at WDIY 88.1.